Here he is, Leafs captain, longtime legend, Hall of Famer, Matt Sundin. What's happening, Matt?
Oh, not much, guys. What an honor to be on the phone with you guys, especially you, Jeff. I miss you out there, buddy.
We miss you too, buddy. What are you doing? Like, we don't see you at the Hall of Fame stuff. They bring out all these Hall of Famers. When the new Hall of Famers come in, you're never there. Are you just hibernating in Sweden, or what's going on? I know you got like three kids
changing diapers. That's what I do. You know, that's pretty much it. Yeah, we're busy over here. It's been a busy last year with the kids and everything. So I missed out on a lot of the festivities in Toronto, but great to be back. Listen to you guys.
Quick question before we get into the hockey aspect and talking about Matthews and the current Leafs. How was O-Dog as a teammate? Any stories to share that are PG for the air?
You know, Jeff was, as you guys know, he was a big talent and a great hockey player. But he was really a great person in the dressing room. And he made it fun to come down to the rink for practice and for games. So I give Jeff credit for I had a lot of fun playing with the Maple Leafs and being teammate. Those years when Jeff was part of the Maple Leafs was great time. So, Jeff, I really miss hanging out with you, buddy.
All right, well, we need a confirm or deny on this story that's been circulating for years, courtesy of Darcy Tucker and Brian McCabe and other former Leaf teammates. They claim the O-Dog used to take the shortest showers in league history. Can you confirm or deny?
It's very simple.
I'll confirm that one. That's confirmation there.
Just a pig getting out of that. Just no shower.
And he ruined a couple towels, apparently.
Nah, it's just, we need to get back to business here, gentlemen.
Easy, yeah. Well, we can't talk about that.
All right.
No, it got better, actually. As the years went on, it got better.
Okay. With Matt Sundin.
You're talking to a guy that gave me a nose hair trimmer for Christmas one year. And unfortunately, I left it on the bus in Montreal.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was...
Well, speaking of Montreal, I mean, the Leafs were in Montreal a couple of weeks ago. They lit up the Habs 6-0 at the Bell Center. Tons of Leaf fans, and they were chanting Olé, Olé, Olé by the end of the game, which you don't see very often. And the Leafs were in Calgary a couple of nights ago, half the building, Leaf fans. I mean, how much do you miss that, playing other Canadian teams and seeing so many Leaf fans in the building?
Well, I think that's one of the unique things. As I had a chance to be part of the Maple Leafs, the great Toronto Maple Leafs, is you don't realize until you put the sweater on and travel around not only Canada, but you go into L.A., there's lots of Leaf fans, or you're in Tampa, doesn't matter where you go, you see a lot of blue and white jerseys out there, and it's really, Toronto Maple Leafs is really the New York Yankees of hockey. You know, there's a fan base around Canada, obviously, but also around the world and in North America. So it's a really, I look back at my career, it's been a real honor to represent the Maple Leafs and being a captain as well.
There's been some talk recently. Brian Burke came out and discussed the media in Toronto, Mats, and I think Jordan Eberle has recently come out with comments playing in Edmonton with the media. You played in three Canadian markets. Is it just something you got used to, or if you could turn back the clock, would you have rather played somewhere, the Florida Panthers, where you don't deal with it? It just seems to be coming up a lot, just the media attention. And you're a guy that had to talk to the media. I saw you every day, you had to deal with it. Was that just something you realized that just came with the territory, or what did you think of it?
It does, Jeff. And I mean, you look back at it, I wouldn't have played in any other city than Toronto, you know, and get a chance to be there where fans, media, the city cares about how the team is doing and what's going on. It's almost bigger than the sport, you know. So, but saying that, obviously, when the team is doing well, there's a lot of hope for the future. It's a lot easier when you lose 5 in a row or 6 in a row and you're missing out on playoffs. You know, it's a little bit tougher. But you know, I think it makes the guys in the dressing room learn about other things than just being a player, come and go to the rink. It's a bigger responsibility, but I'm sure that the players and the team grows with being in a situation like that. So, I wouldn't want to play in any other city than Toronto, and it was a great, great experience.
with Matt Sundin. You did an interview last week with a paper here in Toronto about a number of things, including Matthews and the idea of him being the future captain. And you said he's got the makings of the future captaincy. And even before he gets there, he shares a lot in common with you. I mean, he's a superstar here in Toronto. He's the focal point of the team, much like you were for the majority of your time here. If he were to reach out to you, maybe once they decided to hand him the captaincy, what kind of advice would you give to him?
Well, just enjoy the moment, you know. He's so young at this point, and just worried about his game and having fun. And I think Toronto, too, and the Maple Leafs are doing a great job, which try to make it easy with everything else that goes around the rink except playing hockey and having fun. And I think when you watch him play on the ice, like a lot of the great players, he leads by his play, you know, and you can tell in interviews, and I never had the opportunity to meet him, but obviously you can tell in interviews that he's a player and a person that takes responsibility about his own play and about how his teammates are doing. So he's going to be a great captain, and just have fun with it. You know, it's still, even though all the serious, the business of the game in Toronto, it's still just a game, you know, and go out there and be as good as you can be in practice and in games, and your teammates and the team will follow. So, and he's already doing that.
With Matt Sundin, first time in a long time, NHLers won't be going to the Olympics, and you played in multiple Olympics, including winning a gold in 06. What's the buzz like over in Sweden for this year's Olympics and the fact that the NHLers aren't going?
Well, it's mixed feelings, I think. I think, obviously, I'm a big fan of having the guys going. I think it's a big opportunity for marketing the best game in the world into markets where hockey is not as well known. But saying that, at the same time, hey, we went to Nagano in 98. We went to Salt Lake City, which was the easy one. And Torino, it's a lot of wear and tear on the players to go another 2 weeks right at the stretch of the regular season and play some really hard hockey and then come back for the playoffs, and there were some injuries and stuff. So it's really mixed feelings about the guys are not going. I think it might be a break now, especially that I think the league had a great World Cup in Toronto. I think it might be good to have the guys stay and just play the regular season, and maybe there'd be a better opportunity the next time the Olympics comes around.
Where would you rank that gold medal in terms of your career highlights?
Well, I think me and Jeff were in the same situation, that we didn't have a chance to wear the Stanley Cup ring. So the gold medal in the Olympics is obviously ranked right up there for me. But I'll say, though, two trips to the conference finals in the National Hockey League and being part of the teams in Toronto, obviously, it was great memories for me and something I really cherish and hold high as well.
How about a night that you got 6 points and scored 4 goals on a goaltender from Florida?
Yeah. That was a good night, too. That was a big game.
Is that a career night, or is there even others that you remember?
You know what? I have actually, early in my career, we were in Hartford, actually, and we played. And I had 5 goals and 2 assists, but that was so long time ago. No one really remembers that.
Well, believe me, I get reminded of it every time Leafs TV replays that game where you had 4. And I think Joe Nieuwendyk had a hat trick on our side, but you overshadowed him by blowing 4 by me. So it was a rough night for me, but you were outstanding.
4 lucky shots.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, we saw the tape.
We saw the tape.
it's still on every once in a while. It was on last week, I think.
We had some fun with it.
Anyway, we can't thank you enough, as always, whenever we reach out and you're willing to come on. And I know a lot of people in Toronto looking forward to having you back in town. And if they make the playoffs or win a cup, I'm sure you'll be there at some point.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll be there soon in the next while here when everything is straightened out back home here, and we'll get an opportunity to come back in. So I still consider Toronto my home, and I'm looking forward to come back and visit you guys. Thanks for having me.
Wade, maybe next summer we'll see you in the south of France. I'm flying now.
I like it, Jeff. I like to hear that, my friend.
All right, brother. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
There's Matt Sundin.